Hey, it's July 1st. Welcome on into Daily Cards Live here on ClaibsOnline.com. I'm Joe Roderick, once again joined by Matt Rocchio in for Bob Ramsey. And we are brought to you each and every day by Munganass St. Louis Acura and Royal Banks of Missouri. Rock, we got a three-game series in Philadelphia for the 4th of July weekend. Cardinals and Phillies, and no Bryce Harper. I'm bummed. I'm still bummed about that. I'm more bummed that, you know, next weekend Bryce Harper won't be in St. Louis, just because I want to see the guy. I want to see great players. We won't see that this weekend with the next two weekends with the Phillies.
Yeah, it is a bummer. You know, I think it's still gonna be a fun series, but honestly, anytime you have a guaranteed Hall of Famer essentially coming through and losing and an opportunity to watch him, that's a bummer. And obviously they're gonna, I don't think they're gonna get to see him obviously next week either when he actually comes through Bush. And so it's a huge bummer. You want to watch those players. Luckily, you got Kyle Gibson starting tomorrow, who's a Missouri kid. You got Matt Vierling, who I think this is his first time facing the Cardinals, period. I think next week will be his first time, I know this for sure, will be his first time coming through Busch with a chance to actually play in front of Cardinals fans. So, you got some cool storylines beyond that. Obviously, the Matthew Libertar start tomorrow kind of has some potential full season ramifications behind it. So there's still some things to pick out, but obviously you love to watch Hall of Famers.
The CBC guy, Matt Verley, where'd you go? Where'd you go high school?
I went to CBC.
Oh, okay then. That's that's why he's your guy.
There you go. I had to mention it for that reason, of course, obviously.
I'll have to I'll text Ben Boyd later and get his thoughts on him.
There you go.
Being a DeSmet kid. So
he's a good player. I don't try to throw shade at him. Come on now.
Hey, I'm an Illinois public school guy. What do I have to say about any of this?
Exactly. Stay out of this.
But hey, you mentioned future Hall of Famers, and we will see a few tonight. We'll definitely see one for the Cardinals, as the Phillies will throw Bailey Falter tonight against Miles Michaelis. Here are the lineups tonight. 6:05 start time for the Cardinals and the Phillies. The Cardinals will lead off with Tommy Edman at second base, Dylan Carlson in center, Paul Goldschmidt at first, Nolan Arenado at third, Juan Yepes in left, Albert Pujols is DHing, Brendan Donovan moving up in the lineup against the lefty. He is in right field tonight, Edmundo Sosa at short, and Andrew Kisner is behind the plate. For the Phillies, Kyle Schwarber leading off in left field, Rhys Hoskins is at first, Nick Castellanos in right, Derek Hall is your DH, Didi Gregorius at short, Bryson Stott is at second, Garrett Stubbs behind the plate, Matt Vierling, as you mentioned, the CBC product, is at third, and Mickey Moniak is in center field for the Phillies. The Edmundo Sosa start, this is, yes, you are without Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader, which means you're without those extra right-handed bats that you would normally see one of those out there, and then maybe Donovan at second base. And we've seen a healthy Cardinal lineup against a left-handed pitcher, but you see tonight what it is with the injuries that they have. Edmundo Sosa, though, has earned these at-bats. Edmundo Sosa, the last couple games, is slowly starting to show us the Edmundo Sosa from last year, the exciting player that you get the hustle, you get the exciting, the triples. You're starting to see shades of that. The Cardinals don't need that this year out of Edmundo Sosa, but it's really nice when he starts if they can get that kind of production out of him.
I think there another question is, did the Cardinals expect to get something like this out of Edmundo Sosa last year? I think with the or this year, I think with the way that John Mozeliak talked about Paul DeJong going into this year, even with what Sosa had showed, I think the Cardinals, in classic Cardinal fashion, were continually leaning on what they had seen from Sosa as a minor league player for years, which was a guy who wasn't going to hit like that in the majors. But if he can do this again, I think it's not only something that we didn't expect. I think it's fair to say it's something the Cardinals didn't really expect.
It was odd that they just handed the job to Paul DeJong. I get the money, he had the contract, he was their guy, but it really seemed like they were not giving Sosa much of a chance to play going into spring training. And then as the season started, you saw that teams might have figured out Sosa, and he wasn't the guy that they needed last year, because they needed him. They needed Edmundo Sosa to make that playoff push, to win those 17 games in a row back in 2021. He was a catalyst for that team last year. And this year they went an opposite direction, and you saw him getting passed over. So it's been nice to see the recent little uptick in production for him. So they'll continue to see what they get out of him. And it's funny that, you know, once outfielders start to get healthy, Sosa, the shortstop, is going to lose playing time because of that, just with the versatility of a guy like Brendan Donovan.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but, you know, this, you know, depth is not an issue I'm going to complain about with the Cardinals. It seems like every time we talk about there being a potential logjam or an obstacle for this young player who's showing up, somebody gets injured or somebody kind of falls off a little bit, and it opens up time for him anyhow, and that just kind of seems to be the way it goes. So if we actually do get a situation where that logjam actually happens for longer than a week, I'll be surprised, and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
The Cardinals yesterday benefited from the Pittsburgh Pirates knocking off the Milwaukee Brewers. So only one game back. With the calendars turned over to July, Klaibs has already said that next week is the new flag day. Yep. 4th of July is the new flag day. So we'll kind of assess where they are there. So Cardinals go into this series one game back of the Brewers in the NL Central. But if you want to look around elsewhere at those standings, they are 2.5 games ahead of the Phillies right now for that third wild card, as the Padres and the Braves have jumped over them in those standings. So it's, you know, we're getting the season's moving along. It's time to start paying a little closer attention to who the contenders are in the National League race. And, you know, it is, I think we thought maybe only 7 teams would be there. The Phillies have done a good job of climbing back into this after firing Joe Girardi, and now they're in the conversation. So there are a good 8 teams in the National League that are going to be vying for 6 playoff spots, which makes the trade deadline a little more fun.
Yeah, and it makes kind of this next little stretch from the Cardinals very crucial, because it's a tough stretch on the schedule. If you're able to get out of it, you know, well above 500, then you might be looking at still only being a game or so behind the Milwaukee Brewers. Then again, it's hard to really predict the Brewers. They're kind of in a very Cardinals roller coaster esque way, where they'll beat the good teams and then just completely lay down to a crappy team, as we just saw with them beating up Tampa and then laying down to the Pirates. And it's going to be interesting to see how they do, but they have a much easier stretch than the Cardinals do. If it's still that one game difference, then I think the Cardinals are sitting pretty to kind of attack the division. And I think they'll do that with maybe a less than ideal for the fan base kind of move for pitching. They're going to make a move for pitching. I think even last year we saw it, no matter what, they're going to find a move. I think the question though is, how stark is this run up until the All-Star break, and how much does it force them to get, you know, quality wise change their target? Is it a mid-range starter and a mid-range reliever, or is one of those guys a legitimate player that they have to kind of give something up for?
The starter for the Phillies tonight, Bailey Falter, started the season in the bullpen. What was that?
I love that name. That's like having a pitcher like Homer Bailey. That's you know, or a kicker named Blewett.
Bob Walk.
You don't. Yeah. What was it? Ball four was a pitcher too. It's like, you don't want a guy whose last name is Falter being your pitcher. That's rough.
He just got into the rotation here. A few injuries for the Phillies. Made his first start of the year back on May 11th, and most recently his last start was back on June 17th against the Nationals. The farthest he's gone in a game has been 5 innings so far, 4 2/3 in his first outing, 3 innings against the Mets in his second outing, and then last time out made it through 5 against the Nationals. So this is a good opportunity. You mentioned they have their Gibson going tomorrow, so you get a chance to hopefully get into that bullpen and kind of wreck all of their plans for the weekend here today as you get started. Because as John Denton reported, the Cardinals, we already know Matthew Liberatore starting tomorrow. He is not on the current 26-man roster. We also know that Jordan Hicks, according to John Denton, is in Philadelphia with the team. He is not active tonight. So the Cardinals are going to make two roster moves tomorrow. You assume one of those is going to be Nail being sent back down. So any kind of mop-up duty, win or lose, expect him to be pitching tonight if it's not high leverage, and use his arm before you send him out. I don't know what the other move is. Also, we know TJ McFarland's with the team. He showed up in the clubhouse after the COVID. So there will be roster moves to come. I don't know which direction the Cardinals go with that.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I think Nail's probably a guarantee. I would guess, with the Tyler O'Neill timeline, do they try to maybe stretch it with the current lineup and maybe try to go a game where they're short on the bench by maybe Nupar?
Or you have the other kid too. You have Capel too.
Oh yeah, Capel. No, sorry. I was thinking outfield, and I knew there was a number out there, and I forgot the extra one. So yeah, Capel and Nail probably makes a lot of sense. Quick question today on the lineup. Are you a little surprised? I understood it after three straight starts for Herrera, going into a fourth one, maybe not even with the day off, but coming out of the day off, you a little surprised it's Kisner and not Herrera today?
I'd have to look at how many times Kisner has caught Michaelis so far this season. And kind of look at, because right now Michaelis having a very good season. I would say top five in the National League for a starter right now. So I'd have to look at how many times Kisner has caught him to kind of assess where that is. And I would imagine Herrera has caught a lot of Libitor these past few years in the minors. So go with Herrera tomorrow for sure with Libitor on the mound.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. My other point from the lineup, I love what Dylan Carlson is doing in the two hole. He's been so impressive since he came back in June. His on-base percentage is about 40 points higher than his batting average, which is huge. We're looking at like a 340, 350 on base percentage to a 290 average. That's completely different from what we've seen the majority of his career. His numbers look a lot like they did last year's. OPS plus is 112. It was 115 last year when he finished third in the rookie of the year voting. He's seeing pitches so much better. I think last year he was getting about, I think he finished about 57 walks, 160 strikeouts. Over the last 10-15 games in June, he has 14 strikeouts to 10 walks, so he's seeing the ball better. He's not slugging it the way you really want him to, but lately the doubles have been coming in kind of in groups. So, I mean, everything I'm seeing from Dylan Carlson since he came back in June has been great, and the two-hole hitting lately has just been incredible. Dylan Carlson, I mean, to have that kind of positivity back after wondering, you know, the slow start, is this the injury lingering? Is this another Cardinal we see have a good rookie year and then maybe slow down a little bit? But for him to come out the way he has in June, obviously hope it continues into July. That would be huge.
It is Cardinals and Phillies 6:05 tonight for the first of three before they head to Atlanta for a four-game series against the defending world champions Albert Pujols in the lineup tonight with a lefty on the mound. Been a long time since he is homered. Hopefully we can see him inch closer to 700 tonight in Philadelphia. Hey, this is Daily Cards Live, brought to you each and every day by Royal Banks of Missouri and also Munganass St. Louis Acura. Rock, you have your car from Munganass St. Louis Acura, and you even you had an appointment today, but you made some changes to it. But you can speak to just how many service bays and the quality of work they do out there at Munganass St. Louis Acura.
Absolutely, and they're the best. And listen, if you need to buy a new car, you should should go there. I should mention, though, I didn't buy my car there, but that's the thing, though. Even if you didn't buy your car at Munganass, you can still get it serviced there because they have all those bays. They're the absolute best. And today obviously speaks not only how great they are, but how convenient it is. I'd gotten my update on my service when I scheduled it earlier this week. I went to that text. I clicked on that. Two or three more clicks, and I was able to reschedule my service to in the middle of next week. I mean, it took me about 90 seconds total just to completely change up my schedule, make it a little bit easier for me. I got another appointment, you know, in just a couple of days, even with it being a holiday week, and I'm still able to get in early next week. So, I mean, that just speaks to the availability at Munganass, how much service area they have, how great they do. I used to hate, obviously, anytime your car, you know, throws a problem, you really hate it. But man, the extra unknown of, is something bad going to happen here when I try to go get it fixed at a garage that I don't really know? that part's completely just out of the window. When something bad happens, I'm like, okay, this is going to cost me a little money, but I'm not going to have to worry about it again. I'm not going to get yanked around. They're going to fix what I tell them to fix. They're going to give me a couple pieces of advice, and then I'm going to get out of there pretty simply. They're the best at munging ass. I love those guys. They're the absolute best.
Find them online at stlouisacura.com and see all of the everything that they offer out there at 13720 Manchester Road. He is Matt Rocchio. I'm Joe Roderick. Bob Ramsey back next week as he returns from vacation and hopefully talking about a Cardinals series win over the Phillies this weekend. This has been another edition of Daily Cards Live, brought to you by Munganass St. Louis Acura and Royal Banks of Missouri, right here on KlabesOnline.com.
From our roots in St. Louis, Royal Banks of Missouri is branching out to continue serving you with our locations in St. Charles, Jerseyville, Granite City, and now in Hannibal, Center, and New London. Royal Banks of Missouri, the community bank in your community.